I'd like now to welcome to the program Rob DeWalt. He's with the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us every Friday. Speaking of the arts, bienvenido.
Bienvenido.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm sick. I'm a little sick.
Oh, no.
I always get sick after a vacation. It's usually on the flight back. Somebody sneezes on me or something. But whole office
it's just
is laid out.
Too many voodoo donuts?
Nope. Didn't even go.
No.
Nope. Walked up to Voodoo Donuts and looked at it. My partner was there about 6 or 7 months ago, and he said, and they were in the middle of opening a different location, and so things were a little disarray. And he said the donuts were horrible. And then I went up there and I saw the line, and I was like, you know, there's no such thing as a donut that good, but there just might be in Santa Fe. There's a new joint, and check it out. Called Who's Donuts, and it's a project of the folks over at the Chocolate Smith. And I highly recommend it. They brought some quote-unquote samples into the New Mexican a couple of days ago, and one of them accidentally fell into my pocket.
And I can't even imagine how that happened.
It was a weird gravity thing.
Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Donut geist. Donut zeitgeist. Anywho, so yeah, I'm back, but I'm a little sick, so my voice is very manly, but also very mucousy. So.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Beg my pardon.
Wipe off your radio so that they have no germs.
That's right. That's right. I promise not to sneeze in your lap.
So what's going on this weekend?
Well, there's all kinds of stuff going on. First of all, the Wine and Chili Fiesta is in full swing, and so that's continuing.
Excellent.
A lot of the events are sold out, as they generally do. A lot of the seminars and tastings, but there's still a couple of things that you can do. If you go to the Santa Fe Wine and Chili Fiesta website, you can sort of search around the events, and of course there's, I believe, 13 or so wine dinners left between now and Sunday, and there's a list of restaurants that are participating.
Today's Friday. Sunday is in 2 days. There's 13 wine dinners between now and then.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't try to go to all of them.
There's a lot of wine dinners, and I was like so excited to go this year, but I'm, you know, being sick and my palate is shot, and I'm just sort of weeping inside, but that's okay. That's all right. What else is happening? There's an adoption festival on Saturday, pet adoption festival.
Oh.
At, where is it? New Mexico's Week for the Animals. The 12th annual celebration is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the PetSmart parking lot at the corner of Zafferano and Rodeo Road. There's going to be dogs and cats for adoption. There's going to be coupon books for pet supplies, humane education presentations, games, prizes, low-cost and no-cost spay and neuter info. Dog training discounts, and there's going to be some live reptiles and raptors and stuff there, too. So you can call 466-0091 for more information on that festival. But adopt a pet. And happy fall, by the way. It's the first day of autumn.
Happy fall. It makes me sad.
What do you mean?
I loathe winter, and I love summer. Those 95-degree days are fine with me.
But don't you like fall? See, you got to live in the present. Fall is my favorite time of year.
Yeah, fall's very nice, although I get cold. Last night I had to get an extra blanket
because
it was so cold.
I'm a wussy, too. I'm wearing 3 layers right now. You just can't tell. And I got a jacket in the car.
I went to the opening night of Entre Flamenco and the performance over at the Lodge, and it was spectacular.
I've heard so many great things about this performance.
Yeah.
And it's running, what, through October?
It's running through the 29th of October.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the website here, and I cannot for the life of me find out what days it is and isn't happening. Ladies and gentlemen, get your websites together. But it's really, really great.
Yeah. And if you go to the Lenzic box office, the ticketsantafe.org, you can sift through the calendars, and it'll tell you what days it's on. So, and that's also where you can get tickets for the performance, which is tonight at 8:30 p.m. over there at the Lodge at Santa Fe's Maria Benitez Cabaret Room. Now, he's a principal choreographer and dancer for Maria Benitez dance troupe. Is he? Is he not?
Yeah, and he's a genuine Spaniard who just dances with so much passion. And there are 4 women in the company, and several musicians, and they put on a great show. And 8:30 is such a civilized hour.
It is, it is, and it's. I'm not sure how long the show runs, but I'm sure it doesn't run as long as, say, The Last Savage.
It's almost 2 hours, actually.
Really?
Yeah, but there's a little intermission.
There is an intermission, okay.
Yeah.
You know, small bladders
so,
and such.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Even dancers have to pee. That's why they have an intermission. What else is going on? Oh, Beirut. Everyone is jazzed about the Beirut concert that's happening at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center on October 7th. But on October 6th at Warehouse 21, Beirut is doing a benefit show for Warehouse 21, the Teen Art Center. And that starts at 8 p.m. And there's going to be some guest performers, too. You know, Zach Condon, Santa Fe Boy. He's got a song named Santa Fe on the new album. I think he's also playing trumpet on Blondie's new album, but I don't think it's been released yet.
Blondie has a new album?
Blondie has a new album out. Yep.
Is she still blonde?
And she's doing a cover of a Beirut song on the album. I don't know. I'm sure if she's still blonde, it's not natural. But you can go to the where I think tickets for this show are actually available through the Lenzic website.
Okay.
For the benefit show.
Lenzic.org.
Yes. And, you know, there's, of course, the show on Friday, but this is a benefit show. So if you don't have tickets for the show on Friday, you can go to the show on Thursday. And, you know, it's a wash. So
it's a wash. Washing is good.
Yeah.
Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary is having an open house on Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4. And it's beautiful down there, especially in the fall. I mean, fall really is a good time to go just a little tad out of town and do some things in beautiful spaces. And it's a lovely space. And in addition to just the open house, they are offering a couple of workshops, trauma care, arthritis and joint issues, Tellington touch, animal communication, your senior dog can feel younger. What about your senior person? And veterinary homeopathy. So for more information, you can go to their website. You can just look up Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary.
Speaking of getting out of town, the Pecos Studio Tours this weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, that's out in my neighborhood. Just take I-25 north to exit 299. It's about 20 minutes from town. And that's September 24th and 25th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. They have a website, PecosStudioTour.com. I haven't been to the site, so I'm not sure if there's a map or not, but I'm pretty sure there is. So maybe I'll see you on my, you know, regular weekend jaunt on Sunday to the Pecos Farmers Market. If
Excellent.
They're still up and running. Maybe I'll see some of you out there. And maybe if I'm not on my deathbed, I'll go and check out some of the studio tour myself.
Yeah, don't do anything
too rash.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be an early day for Daddy. What else is going on in town? We've got, Anthony Leon and the Chain, one of my favorite local bands. Just released a new album, got a nice copy of it in my cold, sweaty hands yesterday. But they're having a CD release party tomorrow night at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill, former home of Santa Fe Brewing Company Pub and Grill, at 7 p.m. Doors are opening at 6. Really, really, really small cover for this one. But Anthony Leon, Anthony Norris, he recorded his first song, an original song, when he was 13 years old in Sun Recording Studio, the same studio that Elvis first recorded his first two songs in. The one of them, I think,
everything recorded in there then has to be good.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And if it was bad, it doesn't exist anymore. It was swept under the rug. But Anthony Leon and the Chain still sings the song Granddaddy's Guitar, which he wrote and recorded there at that studio. So it's kind of full circle. Elvis and Anthony Leon both have albums coming out this week. It's pretty interesting. Anthony Leon gets to reap the rewards of his, although Elvis doesn't necessarily get that option.
Ampersand Sustainable Learning Center, I think it's called, is having an open house this Saturday, tomorrow, and it's from 10 in the morning until 6 at night. There's lunches, tours of the Ampersand Sustainable site, and you can volunteer. They do all sorts of good things there, like high desert gardening and passive solar design and solar cooking and natural building and things like that. They're at ampersandproject.org.
Sweet.
Yeah.
There's a few openings today. Georgia O'Keeffe Museum is having an opening from New York to Corrymore. Robert
Henry,
excuse me. He's Irish. And Ireland.
I hear it's fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a great story in today's Paso Tiempo on page 38. It really, really interesting work. And his story is fabulous, too. I mean, he had kind of a little hand in sort of developing a little community of artists in this little town we call Santa Fe. And it's an interesting exhibit that has very strong local connections. I recommend it.
Excellent.
And there is no reception, but this is up through January 15th of next year, so you have plenty of time to go see it. But it is opening tonight. Axel Contemporary, you know, to celebrate, I guess, the first day of autumn. This is the mobile gallery. and has a show called Harvest. It's a group show, and there's a reception from 5 to 8 p.m., and the gallery van is going to be parked in front of the farmer's market from 5 to 8 p.m. tonight. So if you just roam around the rail yard in the farmer's market area, you can find the Axel Contemporary truck and check out Harvest. And
wonderful.
What else? What else is going on? The Santa Fe Solo Performance Festival. Do you know anything about this?
No.
I don't either. Tanya Taylor Rubenstein and Project Life Stories present Deb Hikes in White Trash Monologue, which...
Oh, this is the solo performance. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she. I interviewed her when she debuted the show here in Santa Fe. It's a one-woman show. It's been like her lifetime in the making, and it's sort of about her dysfunctional family and rising above it all. I believe she's a psychotherapist.
It's a good piece.
It's hilarious.
Gray DeYoung, who used to be called Shannon DeYoung, who did a piece in Santa Fe a couple of times called Burst, which was absolutely wonderful, is also doing a piece tomorrow in that, I just talked to her yesterday, in that Solo Performance Festival. I'm definitely going tomorrow. It should be some good stuff. There's a couple of several different artists, and there's two programs. So one program is today and a different one tomorrow. So you can actually see the whole of it.
Yeah. The program starts tonight at 5:30 p.m. at the Silver Starlight Lounge out there.
On Rodeo Road.
On Rodeo Road at the Rainbow Vision. And then it continues at 5:30 p.m. on Saturday at the same location. And if you call 983-0665, you can find out more information about the plays and what's going on. The Santa Fe Film Festival season kickoff, we just talked about that, right?
Yeah, just talked about it at some length.
Okay.
Juno at the Rail Yard Park tonight.
Tonight.
Yep, and Kimya.
Kimya.
So I think the concert's at 6 and the movie is after that. Huh. And it's all free, movie under the stars. Juno's a good movie.
Yeah, bring a blanket.
She'd look even more pregnant on a big screen.
Yeah. Bring a blanket or a jacket. Don't get sick. What else is happening? Oh, the Palace of the Governor's Gem and Mineral Show is this weekend. It's let's see.
That sounds like fun.
Well, the exhibit itself is at in the sort of the courtyard at the Palace of the Governor's. If you enter through the blue gate, there's no charge, and that's today from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and it continues, I believe, Saturday and Sunday. I think. Let me confirm that. I just want to make sure.
And while you confirm that, I will tell you that the Lensic presents National Theatre Live Season 3, One Man, Two Governors. Richard Bean's English version of Goldoni's classic Italian comedy, The Servant of Two Masters. And that is at the Lensic September 23rd. What's that? Today, right? At 7 in the evening.
Yeah. Yeah, so the Gem and Mineral Show is today and Saturday and Sunday. Today it lasts until 5. Sunday and tomorrow it lasts until 4:30. But there's going to be, tied in with the Gem and Mineral Show, is there are a bunch of lectures by collectors and, I don't know, rock experts, I guess.
Looking at the things that come out of our Earth's crust.
Yeah. Geodes are my favorite.
Yeah.
Geodes are my favorite.
And I would like to add, just going back to One Man, Two Governors, one reviewer called it an evening of riotous delight. I found myself physically incapable with laughter.
Physically? Incapable?
Physically incapable.
Of laughter.
With laughter. It was so funny that they could not do anything.
Sweet.
Yep, just saying.
Southwest Care Center on tonight is having their solid gold benefit. You can imagine sort of what the theme of this is, and it's a benefit, and there's a small cover, and there's a way that you can bring your precious metals in. I don't want to get too much into it because it'll sound like an infomercial, but if you go to the Southwest Care Center website, you can find out more information on how you can donate more during this event, and I don't know what that is, but if you just Google Southwest Care Center Santa Fe, you get on there, there's a nice poster, and it'll tell you what to do to to help them out.
To take the calf off for your root canal?
Yeah, but this is going to be a fun event. DJ Una, there's going to be some drag performances. If I wasn't so sick, I'd go.
Excellent.
But this is a great fundraising event for Southwest Care Center, and they do really fantastic work.
Peter Mayer, tomorrow at 7:30, presented by the Santa Fe Performance Exchange, which is in El Dorado. Peter Mayer writes songs for a small planet about interconnectedness and the human journey about the beauty and mystery of the world. Don't know his work myself, but I don't know the work of all that many musicians. But anyway, you should definitely check out the Santa Fe Performance Exchange, and the number there for more information is 577-8015.
Interesting.
Yes.
Very interesting. Let's see. There's a collage workshop that's happening on Saturday, led by Darlene Olivia McElroy. And it's part of the City of Santa Fe Arts Commission's series of artist demonstrations and workshops celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month. And that's from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Santa Fe Arts Commission Community Gallery at the Convention Center down there on Marcy Street. And there's no charge for this workshop. And if you want more info, you can call 955-6707. More things happening down there at the Community Convention Center lately. I'm actually very, very happy about that. I mean, besides all the great concerts that are coming up, they're doing some interesting things that are sort of community-minded. So I'm happy. I hope it continues through the winter. We all need a place to hang out. it's not cold.
Yep.
Northern New Mexico Fine Arts and Crafts Guild. These are the shows that they always have in Cathedral Park. From 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Friday, on Saturday, and continues on Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So outdoorsy type stuff, weather looks like it's going to cooperate.
So there is, on Wednesday of next week, is that the 21st, is a Wednesday, in Taos, there is a kickoff event for a film about the Taos art colony. It's called Awakening in Taos. And from 5:30 to, and Allie McGraw is part of this, so from 5:30 to 7:30, there is a fundraiser where people can meet Allie McGraw and the producers of the film, and that will be at the historic Taos Inn. And then at 7 o'clock, the Harwood Museum will feature a dramatic reading from Mabel Dodge Lujan's Edge of Taos Desert, An Escape to Reality. And Tony Lujan's great-grandson, Blue Spruce Standing Deer, will sing a traditional song taught to him by Tony Lujan. Allie McGraw will be doing that reading as well. Lots of good stuff. You can go to taos.org/women and find out more.
That's cool.
Yep.
On Thursday, this looked interesting, the Renaissance Institute for Lifelong Learning is presenting a lecture titled Charlie Wilson's War and the CIA. It's a lecture by retired CIA officer Bruce Held, and that's being held from 2 to 4 p.m. at the St. John's United Methodist Church on Old Bagels Trail.
That was a very good movie.
Yeah, yeah. Really great story. Didn't he, Charlie Wilson, pass away recently?
I don't know.
Okay. But if you go to renaissan.org or call 982-9274, you can find out more information about that. Hey, you remember the band Men at Work?
Vaguely.
Oh, come on. Who can it be now? Who can it be? No?
Now that you sing it, it all comes flooding
back. I come
back
from a land down under.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Anyway, Colin Hay, who was the singer for Men at Work, has had an illustrious solo career that not many Americans really know about, I don't think. And he came, blew through here last year, I believe in December, and he's coming back. And he's on the road with Chris Trapper, who's a great singer-songwriter. And Colin Hay is not doing his sort of 80s sort of synth pop, reggae slash pop fusion thing anymore. He's doing some folky stuff. But he's a great guitarist, and he's got one of those singular voices that you just, you can't mistake it when you hear it.
You can really name musical genres very well.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Well, musicians hate to be pigeonholed.
Yeah, I can see that, but
yeah,
when you're trying to describe what something is to somebody who hasn't heard it.
That's true.
It's cool to be able to use words like you do.
Yeah. So that's at 8 p.m. on Monday night at the Soul Santa Fe Stage and Grill. If you go to soulsantafelive.com, you can find out about that show. as well as many others that are coming up there. I believe it's an indoor show, simply because of the weather and it getting, you know, cold and junk.
And this Saturday morning at 11 o'clock right here on KSFR, Camp Love Wave brings you 52 minutes straight through of Taryn's conversation with David Icke. From this past spring, David reminds us that universal love is the only reality. Everything else is illusion.
Except we now know that there are particles out there that can travel faster than the speed of light.
What?
Yeah.
Since when?
I don't know. It was in the newspaper. I heard it on the radio yesterday, and it was in the newspaper today.
Oh, we'll have to check that out.
Anyway, yeah.
That invalidates the interview I did last week on Einstein's relativity, doesn't it?
Pretty much invalidates a lot if it ends up verifiable.
My mind is already boggled before I even read the article.
Yeah. But it's there. Just read it. It's interesting.
Right. I mean, for me, speed is going 90 on the interstate.
Yeah. For me, it's going 80 on the interstate.
I don't go 90. I'm just saying. That's... Ladies and gentlemen, I don't, truly.
At 5 p.m. tonight, over at the Cowgirl Barbecue, there's an Oklahoma indie outfit called The Guards. Now, they generally tour with like 3 or 4 people, but now it's just the band leader, Brett Horton, and a female vocalist, Victoria Orlovsky. And they do this sort of, I would sort of compare them to sort of like the Violent Femmes meets Woody Guthrie. Kind of a thing.
See, there you go again.
But it's really fantastic music. I wrote about it, them in my column today, my Soundwave column in the back of the Pasa Tiempo. So that's going to be a great show. I don't know if it's indoors or outdoors though. Probably outdoors. But that starts at 5 p.m. So.
And Tuesday of next week at 6 o'clock, Santa Fe author Sally Bingham reads from her latest collection of short stories, which is called Mending. And we've had Sally on the show many times before, and I think we're going to have her next week.
Mending?
Yep.
Mending.
You know,
yeah,
mending.
Like healing, sort of.
Yeah, or like sewing up the holes in your socks.
That's darning.
Well, yeah. Okay, sewing up the hole in your... dress.
Okay. That's okay.
What's that?
No. That's sewing up your hole in your dress, I guess. That's mending, you are correct.
It is mending.
Yeah, smoke and mirrors, right? The avant-garde circus performance troupe Ricochet, which is an army of two, is going to performing with Santa Fe Performing Arts at 8 p.m. at Armory for the Arts. Let's see. I believe there's a show tonight at 8 p.m., and there's also a show Saturday at 8 p.m., and if there's one on Sunday, I'm going to tell you about it really quick. No, there's not. So at 8 p.m. tonight and tomorrow night at the Armory for the Arts Theater over there near CCA and Old Pecos Trail, and continues Saturday the 24th and Friday and Saturday, September 30th and October 1st, and there's a story in today's Pasa Tiempo on page 30. So if you dig the avant-garde circus, go to this.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. This is great. There's you know, I always sort of gauge how this town's cultural scene is doing by how much stuff is happening after fiestas.
Yeah, right.
And I'd say we're in pretty good shape, considering what everyone is going through.
What is everyone going through?
Economically.
Economically, right.
There's still plenty of great live music. You know, we've got regular gigs at all the bars and restaurants in town, and you know, urge people to go out and support the local musicians, and not just sort of, you know, pinch their pennies for the touring shows. Here's a great example tonight: Vanilla Pop. We love Vanilla Pop. Do you like Vanilla Pop?
As a beverage?
No. The group Vanilla Pop.
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them. These folks do 40 standards to 80s disco. It's sort of like lounge meets new wave. And they have a great stage presence, you know, weird costumes, and they really know how to play their instruments. And they generally have a regular gig at Tin Star Saloon, and they're playing tonight there at 9 p.m., and there is a small cover. but I would go check that out. If you need something funny and uplifting in your musical life, that's definitely a place to be. Did we talk about Alan Arkin, Jonathan Richards, and Bruce Dunlap?
No, I saw that is happening, what, tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow at 8 p.m. at Gig Performance Space. It's an evening of poetry and music with Alan Arkin and Jonathan Richards and Bruce Dunlap at Bruce Dunlap's Gig Performance Space on 2nd Street. If you go to gigsantafe.com, you can find out more about that, or you can read subtext in today's Basta Tiempo on page 16. That will also give you some more information. 1,000 Poets for Change. This is happening. When is this happening? This is happening on Saturday, the 24th. 100,000 Poets for Change, excuse me. Global event promoting environmental, social, and political change from 6 to 9 p.m. at Eggman and Walrus Art Emporium. That's at 130 West Palace Avenue, second floor. You got to look for the sign. It's a great art space, and this is an interesting event that they're doing, and there's no charge for it. If you call 660-0048, you can find out more. Again, that's Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. This one threw me for a loop. The Santa Fe Council on International Relations lecture, the title is Booty Capitalism and Economic Development. Now, that's B-O-O-T-Y. Booty.
Yeah.
The China Corruption Puzzle. And if I pronounce this person's name wrong, I am so sorry, but I'm going to say it's Xiaobo Liu, director of the Columbia Global Center in Beijing, from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Forum on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. And there is
They should do that in conjunction with the Shock Doctrine.
Yeah.
Which is disaster capitalism.
Disaster capitalism and booty capitalism.
Yeah. I bet they're not entirely unrelated conceptually. That's my guess.
Probably not.
Hey, guess what? I'm going to be interviewing John Sayles next week.
Really?
Yep.
About?
The movie director. He's got a new movie, which is going to be screening at the CCA. So we're talking to him. Not sure what day, but that's definitely happening next week. Check it out.
What happened to the time?
That it just flew by. How did that happen?
I don't know. It must be the cough syrup.
Oh, Rob DeWalt. Feel better. Have a peaceful weekend.
Get
lots of sleep. Drink plenty of fluids.
Enjoy. Does scotch count?
Only if it has a whole bunch of lime juice and some honey in it, and you take one shot of it and go straight to sleep.
Okay, deal.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz and a couple of things. Rob DeWalt is with the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine, the Santa Fe New Mexican. And on my website, santafe.radiocafe.org, I just figured out, after years of doing it, that you can put in pictures. So I've got, I'm now posting pictures of the people who were on the show or pictures of their work or whatever. And so, like yesterday, there's a whale picture and things like that. All right. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to Sean Conlin. Sorry, I said Mary Lynn, but I meant Sean Conlin, who is sitting in for Mary Lynn LeBlanc today. And have a great weekend, everybody. Ciao.
Happy autumn.